Hello, More Than Small Talk podcast friends. This is Jennifer. Each week, we'll bring you a little more encouragement as a follow-up to our latest episode. Today, I'm sharing some thoughts on sparks of hope. I laid my head down on the wet pillow, wondering what was causing my flood of tears. It was many things, but mostly exhaustion. I thought of my sweet grandmother's face right before the waterworks. It's funny how things can slip right through your fingers, blurry memories, and missing puzzle pieces from living life in overdrive when you crave that slower pace. When my grandmother's memory started slipping, we were all scared as it became more clear that something was wrong. Later, the doctors confirmed it was, in fact, what we all feared. She had dementia, something that she would say when she would misplace things or something that she would forget the name of that was so simple. She would say, "You might as well laugh." And she would laugh. Through tears, we would join her, following her beautiful example. I knew she was a woman trapped in her own body, but she was hanging on to joy as long as she could, those sparks of hope. Even with her memory slipping, she gave joy an invitation into her pain. Even with the unnamed, misplaced fragments of who she used to be, who she remained was a determined woman not to lose her laughter until it was completely stolen from her. While she misplaced things, we found ourselves missing the real her. But as long as she could laugh, I knew it wasn't all lost. She was still there. As the years and the disease progressed, her laugh became a lost thing too. But she taught us how to find those sparks of hope. Even in sadness, they were everywhere. There's something profound and powerful about joy. Somehow you can feel them both, joy and pain, if you are brave enough. It doesn't have to be one or the other. It can be both. Joy is something we pursue and invite into our lives, even when everything is going wrong. Those are our sparks of hope, the moments that we chase and cling to when life is a mess. An invitation to create and chase those sparks of hope, even in our pain, is what it means to count it all joy. Joy and hope will win if we cling to it, and if we find ways to rejoice, even when life is brutal. I don't know what you're facing or struggling with, but I wonder if you've misplaced your joy too. If maybe it's a lost thing, I pray that you will find those sparks of hope and joy that unleashes gratitude and you will chase it and cling to it. You can find what I share today in my book, Freedom, and we will have another More Than Small Talk episode for you soon. Thanks for listening. Share this with a friend today so they can be encouraged too.